The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from Yolo County, it's the Nate Darling Show.
YOLO!
Featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, here's only porn in Game of Life. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Rocktober.
I keep hearing porn.
It kind of sounded like she says porn.
Right?
It's porn.
Porn and Game of Life.
Pawn.
Porn and because
it's the accent.
And then every time I hear porn, I think of you having to do it with your left hand because you need to click with your right hand.
Well, I don't have to. I choose to.
I don't
There's
know if
difference.
That makes it worse or better or the same. Like, I feel like it stays the same.
Yeah, that's right there.
All I know is this. That's how you show that we can evolve and grow. Because, you know, without the evolving and growing, we would just all stay the same forever. And that would be boring, wouldn't it?
Fair. Oh,
Spit it out.
It seriously stopped. Like, I was like, oh, I should say something. There was something I wanted to say before I forgot. And then, like, it just...
I've had that happen, but
right?
it's more fun to watch it from the outside. It was kind of, I saw how engaged your face was, and it was literally like you hit a wall, and it fell out of your noggin.
Brain cell just died right there, and it was just like y'all witnessed it.
Katniss Everdeen shot an arrow straight to your brain cell.
Well, Kareem not here because not stuck in a closet
a closet.
Like R. Kelly.
No. Stuck in his garage is Kareem. So he's not here today, but Diane is here, at least for a little while. She's going to have to go. Sam's here, which is super important because, you know, sometimes Sam's got to work nights. So
yeah,
he's not here for that. And, you know, it's not okay that we don't get you all the time, but
it's a joy and a privilege to be here this fine evening.
It is wonderful to have you here. That's all I'm saying, because you're moving into the new place soon, eh?
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, where are you going?
Just got a place down in Southland Park, Sacramento.
So it's official.
It's official.
Yes,
it's a real deal, guys.
Are
yes.
you moving in with the lady?
Not yet. She's finishing her school in Davis and. Trying to stay close there, but you know.
Wait, so how did GMA?
I did
take
end up.
You?
Huh?
Oh, sorry, you're.
Nope. Go ahead.
I was just asking, how did GMA take you leaving, though?
Oh my God! It was hard. When I told her, she's like, "Well, I'm very happy for you, Sammy, but I'm very sad for us." And then she said, and then she put her hand on her hip. I don't think your grandpa's going to take this very well.
Oh, no.
And honestly, he didn't. He didn't try to make me feel guilty or anything like that. But apparently, that following night, I had to go shoot a wedding, mm-hmm. and I found out the next morning. Well, first of all, I came home that night. It was like 1:30 a.m. My grandpa's usually well asleep,
and he was waiting up for you.
Well, no one was out in the living space, and I had gone, changed into my pajamas. I was getting some water in the kitchen, and out comes grandpa. And he's wide awake and alert. And he's like, "Hey, is that you, Sammy? Good. Well, man, I could not sleep. Are you hungry? You want something?" And he starts digging the fridge, trying to find me food. And what was happening here is I think he's trying to harvest as much connection time that he can have with me in these last weeks.
Do they think that you're not going to visit or something?
No, maybe.
Well, here's the other thing. You've been there. We talked about this last week when Diana was away. You've been there for almost a year now.
It's almost been a whole year.
Is this a level of attention completely new?
Yeah. Like, we've had it. It's very basic. Like, this is the thing is I see them in the morning when I leave. Definitely my grandma, sometimes my grandpa. And if I'm home chilling, I'm kind of a vagabond. I actually don't live at home. Even when I did have my own place before, I'm always at a friend's house or a girlfriend's. I'm always somewhere. I just kind of sleep at my house. And so,
right.
You know, we'd see each other and all this. And it was always, I mean, we'd chat. I mean, it's not like we just walked around not saying hi to each other. No, I was very intimate in talking with my grandparents when we had some FaceTime.
I don't know if intimate's the proper word.
I definitely know.
You know, not in today's society.
No.
You're intimate with your grandparents, right?
How close are you with your family?
Not that close. Not that close. So, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I actually looked on the, because I finally got my deposit back from my old place.
Oh, you did. I always wondered how that.
I did, and it wasn't that long ago that I got it. It was, and what happened was they mailed it to the new address, and for whatever reason, the douchebags at the post office here sent it back to them. They wouldn't put it in the post office box. Meanwhile, I've gotten several pieces of mail here already.
Yeah.
My name's not on the P.O. box yet because Leslie didn't think to do that before she went away.
But
we miss you, Leslie.
But I've gotten, I've gotten pieces of mail, so I didn't think much of it. But I get this call from Nielsen Properties, and they're like, "Your deposit check was returned. Do you want to come pick it up? Is there whatever?" So I went and picked it up one day when I was at lunch, and so I got curious to go, "Hey, have they posted the old apartment?" Because I'd driven by a couple of times, and the one thing I noticed from the outside was they put different blinds in the windows. They put wooden blinds, which they had done in the apartment that was the mirror image of mine in the next building over. Yeah. That's also the one where they had done some renovations. So I looked, and they put pictures up. They put laminate wood flooring everywhere.
What? No more carpet.
No carpet
more,
anywhere. So the living room, the kitchen, the bedroom, all of it, laminate wood flooring.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Everyone's all about the wood floor these days. And
I like carpet.
I enjoy it, but yeah, if I'm in like a living space, like my bedroom.
Oh, shut up.
Oh! If I'm like in my bedroom.
You're 100%
right. Nate is 100% right. I enjoy a good carpet.
Okay. Yeah. I do too. There's nothing like you get up in the morning and you feel it between your toes.
Exactly.
And
there's something comforting.
And Leslie's house here, and it's our house, but it's Leslie's house. There is no carpet in here. There's a bit of an area rug in the room here where we're doing the show. But we put in new laminate flooring in the bedroom. The entire house is laminate flooring, so same idea. So they put in laminate flooring, they put in a black refrigerator.
What?
Yes.
And, what is this, 1996?
And apparently also a dishwasher. I don't know where the fuck they put the dishwasher because there's no place.
Yeah, there's no room.
Right. But they
there's nowhere to put their cereal now.
They apparently put a dishwasher in. So the advertisement is all laminate flooring, all black appliances.
African American, watch your mouth.
All black appliances. And that's pretty much what they did. That's it. And they put a new lighting in the bathroom. There's a new lighting fixture over it. Because there's like four pictures. So I couldn't see all of it, but I could get an idea. And they raised the rent $225 a month.
Oh, fuck.
For the exact
That's
same
absurd,
living space.
That's absurd, dude.
Yeah. Well, and we
kind of... So they were waiting for your ass to get out.
Pretty much.
Right, right.
Well, although, here's the thing. For 4+ years, it cost them no money. I just gave them a check every month.
Yeah.
They didn't... My apartment did not turn over.
Yeah.
And so, yes, they were waiting for me to go. But if you take into account the month that that place is sat empty, that they got no rent for it, the amount of money that went into it to upgrade, it's going to take them probably close to 10 months to make the money back that they've lost by me moving out and them putting the money into it. So it's not as simple as, oh, well, yeah, they're waiting for you to move out to raise the rent. Because, okay, if it's $225, so it's going to be 3 months just to replace the month's rent that they lost.
Yeah.
And then however much they spent for their laminate flooring and to put it in, whatever else like that. But it's still empty.
How much? Oh,
yeah, because it costs too much.
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
It's a little pricey for the space you get.
I want to see where the dishwasher went.
Well, I'm curious about it. Yeah.
Well, how much of your deposit did you get back?
I got back all my deposit.
What? After 4 years of living? Nice, man.
Well,
good steward.
Dude, I cleaned that place top to bottom. There's obviously going to be wear and tear. There's normal wear and tear, and a decent landlord takes that into account. Yeah, you've been here 4 years. Of course, we're going to have to.
I think they're legally obligated to take that into account.
Of course, we're going to have to do that. There's normal wear and tear, and you can't charge for that. Yeah. And the other thing was anything that might have been out of the realm of that would have been a carpet related thing. Mm-hmm. And
they're stripping
them. And they stripped it all out anyway.
Yeah.
And so I got that, and it wasn't a big deposit, so that it wasn't really a big deal. So I bear them no ill will because I love living there. Yeah. I miss that neighborhood so much mm-hmm. because it was just a cool place to live.
Yeah.
I do love living here. I'll like it better once Leslie finally gets back from effing Europe.
Yes.
Three-week trip.
Oh,
so cute. That was so
she sweet. Did do. They're on a. As we're recording this, they're on a cruise, and they were in Croatia over the weekend, and they did the Game of Thrones tour.
Oh,
swizzles,
which apparently is a lot of steps. So she was very tired from the steps and the climbing.
Not gonna lie, she looks like she's having a hell of a time.
Yeah, I mean, she sends me a lot of "I miss you" messages, which is nice because I miss her too.
Yeah, I'm sure she does miss you.
But I'm like, are you driving your friend Brooke insane with telling her how much you miss me? Is that?
I'm pretty sure she's just doing this. Like, Brooke, hold on, he needs to. Like, I feel bad for having so much fun without him right now. Let me do the "I miss you" real quick.
Well, apparently Brooke has a little different idea of vacationing. It involves a lot of laying in bed and reading books and then sleeping in.
You can do that at home.
Leslie is more of a, like I am, a when you're on vacation, you get your ass out of bed, you go do stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a place that's very different. And the last week of their vacation, they're going to be in a house in Nice. They're not going to...
That's a chill time.
Yeah. So recover. right now when they're on the cruise, Leslie kind of wants to get up and go, and her friend is not as get up and go-y right now. So, but they're having a good time, and I look forward to.
I've been liking hella pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sam, you got to see AC/DC. How was that?
Oh my God, it was unbelievable, bro.
I saw Alejandro's status update. I know he had a good time, and as a fan, he's going to have a good time.
But yeah.
But where were the seats?
We were on the field.
Yeah.
I could show you pictures. Obviously, the audience wouldn't be able to see this.
Those are nice. Those are nice seats. Now, were you on the outfield or were you?
We were probably. I'm not so great with measurements, but it was. I would say a good maybe 200 feet from the stage.
Nice.
It was not that far from us. It was all standing room. The down on the field was all standing.
Oh,
Billy, and it was a big ass crowd.
Billy Joel was all chairs.
Yeah,
different crowd.
And you know, as the show progressed, I ended up taking my shirt off, swinging around my head. And,
of course, you did.
And kind of jumping my way deeper into the crowd. I lost the crew until like the last song, but it was a fun time. Their finale was out of control. First of all, you know, they do the rock diva thing where they play a song and leave the stage and it goes dark. And I'm surprised at how many obviously not true rock and rollers were there who started to leave.
They were there for the experience of a rock and roll show at AT&T Park.
They're trying to leave. Clue number one that you shouldn't leave. Well, obviously, even small bands wait for an encore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You would. Number two, there's no lights on. You're stumbling over everybody trying to get out of here.
In the dark.
In the dark. Wait for them to turn the lights on. If it's over, they'll let you know. Anyhow, a bunch of idiots made their exodus, and then the band came back for a killer three-song finale with fireworks, the giant hell bell, cannons blowing shit out, confetti. It was out of control, dude. And mind-blowing how much energy they had.
Considering they're really old.
They're hella old. Like, homeboy on his guitar wearing his little schoolboy outfit.
Angus Young.
He's running back and forth the whole entire time. He probably ran a marathon worth of... If he had a little pedometer on him, he probably ran a good 26 miles.
He's jacking up the Fitbit?
This motherfucker's just jacking up his Fitbit, dude. And ripping some riffs like a mofo.
I wonder if
anyhow, it was dope.
He should have a Fitbit. I always wondered, like, how many calories and shit they burn.
Rockstar's doing, yeah.
Well, it depends.
Taylor Swift works it. I see her Instagram. Oh, yeah. Like, but, nope, not the same thing. Okay.
It's different.
Yeah. It is very different. So last week, Bill Maher was wondering why the Republicans pick such bad instant heroes. So we'll take a listen to this.
Republicans have to stop being surprised when their instant heroes turn out to be embarrassments. They're so anxious to buddy up to the forgotten good people that when a Kim Davis or a Joe the Plumber or a Clive and Bundy come along, they rush to say, now here's a real American, when they should be saying, what's up with this asshole? And if these better than the rest of us real Americans really do exist, how come every time you find one, they turn out to be a creep? Either you're a terrible judge of character or else there's nobody home at the good people house. Now, a few weeks ago, America met Kim Davis, the Kentucky court clerk who was sent to jail for her principled belief that marriage is a sacred union between one woman and one scarecrow.
It's a photo of her and her third or fourth husband dressing up.
Kim refused to perform her job marrying gay people on account of her Jesus freedoms and overnight became a martyr, a Joan of Arc for the deep-fried Twinkie crowd. Here she is getting her official Religious Freedom Award, still wrapped in plastic so it'll match her furniture. But Kim Davis turned out to be everything conservatives hate. She gave birth to two children out of wedlock, and she's been married four times. According to her, the answer to what would Jesus do is everybody.
So it goes on from there. He breaks down the list, like George Zimmerman, who is a big conservative hero, Joe the Plumber, who is neither a plumber nor named Joe, and Clive and Bundy, who was the rancher in Nevada last year who was grazing his animals on federal government land without paying for it. So, yeah, if you want to watch the whole thing, it's on HBO. Speaking of Kim Davis, she mentioned that she has gay friends. Well, sort of. The embattled county clerk, who's desperately trying to maintain her 15 minutes of fame, told interviewers that she had gay friends who respect her decisions. Turns out she does have gay friends. One gay friend, and he doesn't even like her that much. The Daily Beast tracked down a gentleman named Dallas Black, who's a lifelong gay resident of Moorhead, Kentucky, who got relatively close to Davis when he had to fill out paperwork about his mother's death. But despite the fact that Black had known Davis's entire life and even has her home phone number, because they're also distant cousins, because Kentucky, he said they're not really all that friendly, that he would not invite Davis to his wedding, and that he's not too pleased to be trotted out as the by the avowed bigot as proof that she's not homophobic. From the Daily Beast, he said, even after all this started, I went in a few days later and we spoke. We talked about how each other were feeling and how we're going to be friends even after all this. Now he doesn't even recognize her. He said, I don't really know who Kim is at the moment. I don't really want to believe that the kind, sweet person who was there when my mom passed away is still there. I was friends with Kim in the past, but I don't know this woman we've been seeing. So, So much for your gay friend. Whoops, let that go. speaking of LGBT issues, you got to run, Diana.
Gotta go.
Lance Berkman, who is a former Houston Astro, is doing a campaign because they're trying to put a law together in Texas. I'll take a listen to the Finnish public service announcement.
I'm Lance Berkman. I've played professional baseball for 15 years, but my family is more important. My wife and I have four daughters. Proposition 1 would allow troubled men who claim to be women to enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's better to prevent this danger by closing women's restrooms to men rather than waiting for a crime to happen. Join me to stop the violation of privacy and discrimination against women. Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys and girls' showers or locker rooms.
So it seems pretty standard on the surface, doesn't it? Except here's the problem with all of that. They looked into how many actual crimes have happened, how many times trans people have attacked other people in bathrooms, and the number's zero. None. It has not happened. So the several states, including Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky, that have considered or are considering enacting so-called bathroom bills to restrict transgendered people from using the bathroom in line with their gender identity, are framed as protective measures against the sexual predators. But they're not really. There have been zero instances. Zero. Not one. Zero.
Zero the hero.
But when the language on Breitbart, which is a conservative blog, the headline is "Transgenders call Lance Berkman bigot for saying no men in women's bathrooms." He doesn't really seem to understand. Here's a behind the scenes video that kind of lets you into his mindset a little bit.
Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys in girls' showers or locker rooms. I'm Lance Berkman. I played professional baseball for 15 years, but my family is more important. I mean, I have four daughters, and the thought of them being in a public bathroom and having a man walk in there, which, I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows what the intent of that person might be? I mean, they truly might think they're a woman, which is a little strange to me, but they could.
He just doesn't get it. He just doesn't understand. So I don't know if he's a bigot. I think he's ignorant to everything. And rather than seeking out information, he's going to go ahead and do this.
Could be a child predator. They could be somebody that's in there who likes to look at women and just claims to be a woman. So I just feel like that this opens a can of worms that I'm not comfortable putting my family in the position to have this thing pass. My wife and I have four daughters. Proposition 1, the bathroom ordinance, would allow troubled men to enter women's public bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. This would violate their privacy and put them in harm's way. Well, as a husband and a father, you feel like you're in a position of a protector over your family. And I would like to protect my girls from as many threats that are out there as I possibly can. And this is something that is pretty overt. I mean, you get into a situation where you have...
Except that's never happened.
Yeah.
Except for that. I don't think he's a bigot. I just think he doesn't know any better. So.
Well, what is this? Is the law passing saying that if you identify with the opposite gender, you then in that moment are authorized to go in the bathroom? Or is it basically saying anyone can go in any bathroom?
No, the bill is, let me make sure I understand this correctly. Let's see. Basically what it would do is it would allow anybody who identifies as a gender to use said bathroom.
But how do they regulate that? Do you have to get a special license that says I now identify as the opposite sex?
No.
Because I would use the women's bathroom just because they've got couches in there. I'd go and sit down.
I don't think every
breastfeeding couches.
I don't think every one of them has couches in it. But I don't think that's the whole thing, because I think for the most part they want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
most people want to go to the bathroom. And if you, I don't know.
So unless you're a male to female transgender and you are standing up in the stall taking a leak, there's not really any way you're gonna know.
Right.
Because if you're...
Yeah, the women's bathroom has all stall doors anyway.
Yeah, and if you're a female to male transgender and you don't have the equipment, you're probably not going to sidle up to the urinal.
Yeah.
You're probably going to go, and you're just going to assume they're in the stall taking a crap.
A Duke.
Yeah. So, it's just... It's one of those things that on the surface you go, oh, well, so, whatever. I guess I can see that, but it's just like... Who cares? And I guarantee you there have been mm-hmm. transgendered people going into those bathrooms mm-hmm. for years.
Right.
They go in, they go to the bathroom, they leave, and it's not a big deal because nobody mm-hmm. notices anything because they're going to the bathroom. But right. It's just, there's you know, exactly.
Yeah.
And for all of the good that Caitlyn Jenner... coming out with the level of focus on this issue has been, it means that people like Lance Berkman feel like they have to protect their family from people who want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh boy. Here's something you really should be worried about. Kanye West is definitely serious about running for president in 2020. At least that's what he's telling Vanity Fair, saying, I sit in clubs and I'm like, wow, I got 5 years to go before I run for office, and I got a lot of research to do. I got a lot of growing up to do.
God.
My dad has 2 master's degrees. My mom has a PhD. She used to work at Operation Push. Somehow the more and more creative I get, the closer and closer I get to who I was as a child. When I was a child, I was holding my mom's hand at Operation Push. I think it's time. Rap is great. It's fun. It's fun to be a rock star. And I'll never not be one, I guess. But there'll be a point where I will become my mother's child. With all the things I've done, the people would consider to be accomplishments. What's the point? Where did I become the person that Donna and Raymond West raised? My parents' child.
He lost me with rap rock star.
He is a rap rock star.
Well, this is the thing. I know this, but I've had an issue since that became okay to say. Rock star and rap star. It shouldn't be a rap rock star. But somewhere along the line, an energy drink came out and everything lost its definition.
Well, Nickelback did not sing that they want to be a rap rock star.
Exactly.
They want to be a rock star.
A rock star.
He went on to say, I have to stay creative. The whole point is to have someone in office that's creative, that's around amazing creatives. This is my theory. I think the world can be helped through design. So it's very important that I stay creative, forward thinkers. It's very important that I continue to design, to be in the practice of trying to make the best decisions possible. I hate politics. I'm not a politician at all. I care about the truth, and I just care about human beings.
Do. Oh, yeah. He's shown that in all those many TMZ videos where he ambushes some fan or somebody.
I just want everyone to win. That's all I can say. And I think we can. I think the words dreamer and passionate diminish my will to execute. Because to be passionate about something or to dream about something does not say that it was executed. So when we talk about second season, it was executed. We went and had a great season with stores, with Barney's, and all those amazing stores that was executed. When those Yeezys came out and sold what they did, that was executed. You can have the longest intellectual, artistic conversation about anything, and it means nothing without execution. Sweatshirts are bleeping important. That might sound like the funniest quote ever.
Yes, it does.
But you can say all this stuff about running for president in 2020 and then say sweatshirts are important. But they are. Just mark my words. Mark my words like Mark Twain.
They've been marked, Marky Mark.
Like Mark Twain.
What a clever man.
Like Mark Twain.
He's making a damn fool of himself. Again.
Again. On the most recent Keeping Up with the Kardashians, don't tell Leslie I've watched them before she's gotten back.
Oh dear!
I will watch them again. They went to Armenia, and Kanye went with Kim and with Khloe and North to Armenia, and then they went and had North baptized in an Armenian church in Jerusalem. Either way, but Kanye decided at the spur of the moment he was going to give the people a free concert. Near a fountain.
What a considerate
man. So like
man.
late at night, they just rolled out some speakers and shit, and he just started to do a show, which you would think would be great, except for the fact that you just want to go, turn it down! And he's going to go, hit the playback! And it's like, you're doing karaoke, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
You're doing karaoke, and then at a certain point, some guy in the crowd jumped into the fountain, and then Kanye jumped into the fountain.
YOLO.
Exactly. He jumped in the fountain, and this is what he said.
YOLO!
And then he added...
That's my favorite.
Yeah, me too. So,
what I'm picturing, Nate, is the last show when you played that Bill Cosby comedy act.
Yes.
Where they stripped away all the excitement and all the laughter, and it's just awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm visualizing him in his mind, and it's like, I'm going to throw this big gig, and everyone's going to be there. And then, like you said, it's just like cricket, cricket. And one dude who stands out there jumps in, some crack fiend jumps in a fountain. He jumps in. He thinks it's this like epic connection moment, and it's just him and a crack fiend in a fountain.
There were a lot of people out there, but this thing was so staged. I mean,
right.
the whole thing, yes, the Kardashians, who are the best known Armenians in the world, came back to Armenia with their TV show. This was all set up ahead of time. Completely set up ahead of time, except they didn't tell Chloe, so she missed it. Spoiler alert. Now, you remember a few weeks ago, Sam, everybody was very excited that women graduated the U.S. Army Ranger School.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Turns out they did, but it was rigged. According to People magazine's Susan Keating, the graduation of First Lieutenants Kristen Greist, and Shane Haver was a heavily politicized event even before the possibility of their ever graduating from the school became a reality in August. The news comes just days after Representative Steve Russell, who's a Republican from Oklahoma, requested documentation relating to the matter from the Department of Defense over concerns that he thought, and I quote, the women got special treatment and played by different rules. Turns out they did. Multiple unconfirmed sources told Keating that an unnamed general told subordinates, quote, a woman will graduate Ranger School. At least one will get through. That was back in January.
Yeah.
Even though it was supposed to be an assessment, everyone knew the results were planned in advance. Among other things, sources revealed that female entrants were sent to a special two-week training program to help prepare for them for Ranger School. Unlike male students, the women were allowed to repeat the program until they passed. They were also given individual nutritional counseling. During their time at the Ranger School, women were given previews of certain parts of the course that the men would only see once they were tested. They were also pulled out of difficult portions, like patrols, and allowed to repeat them. Men, not allowed to do the same. Now, since the story broke a week ago, the U.S. Army refrained from issuing an official comment until the U.S. Army Chief of Public Affairs, Malcolm B. Frost, took to Twitter to refute people's claims, calling them, and I quote, pure fiction, because the Army now responds on Twitter. Malcolm B. Frost tweeted, the latest attack on the integrity of the United States Army by People magazine Susan Keating is more than inaccurate. It is pure fiction. Susan responded on Twitter, both Big Army and Benning refused repeated requests to speak to General Miller. More importantly, they refused my request to speak to Ranger instructors, cadre, and medics alone without fear of retribution. There was a back and forth on Twitter. Public back and forth on Twitter. Yeah. So basically this is crazy. The Army got around to, you still published a story based on a sliver of questionable and incorrect info. Shameful. And then she replied, no, that's not true.
Stop this.
So it's about
children.
So we don't know for sure, but there is a chance that People magazine, of all places,
right,
has unearthed not a Kardashian fact, but a cover-up by the United States Army. Maybe. I don't know. I really...
It's not surprising. And, you know, it's not that devastating to hear for me personally either. But, man, how much of what we've seen here is just, oh, you know, it's time for a new hero, and so we can orchestrate things and people get stoked. It's simple.
Well, as we learned from South Park, Caitlyn Jenner is a hero.
Is our hero.
It's amazing, amazing, and brave.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool. This is going to be fast with only two of us.
Yeah.
First up in Cool or Tool, Lance Berkman. He's the guy with the public service announcement about the transgenders in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. He's ignorant and uninformed, perhaps. I don't feel I have enough information on him to choose Cool or Tool, so I'll call him Tool.
He's a tool, whether he means to be or not. He's a tool because he's been around long enough. He should know better.
No.
If you're going to grow up, here's something to teach your children. Don't go around making half-assed, ill-informed decisions without, you know, looking into things.
Yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, President West. President West.
I feel like we've Cooler Tooled Kanye before.
But not President
this
West.
This is President West.
It's a whole new level.
Ultimate tool. This is like...
It's got to keep designing. Got to keep
grandiose toolage.
Got to keep creating. Got to keep designing.
Yeah.
The Oval Office.
I'm going to change the shape to trapezoid.
Trapezoid is what I was thinking.
You were.
Yeah, it's creative. Creative mind.
So
minds.
Creative, man.
That's why we've been surrounded. He's a fucking tool. And finally in Cooler Tool, women. Women, Sam.
Women are cool. And women thinking that they can do everything men can do is tool because we're simply physically different. As far as political and sociological things, yes, humans are capable of doing the same things. Physically, maybe not so much. Maybe it's okay to accept that.
And by the way, I agree. The other thing is, just because these women are far superior physically to, I would say, probably 95% of the men out there in the world.
Right.
That doesn't mean that all women are.
Exactly.
It's just a different sort of thing. We all have our strengths and weaknesses and...
And that's okay.
It's okay to be different. I think that's what we've learned, is it's okay to be different. And that's Cooler Tool. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to be different, you'd like to just have stuff delivered to your house, you want to shop on Amazon, here's what we'd like you to do. Support the show without costing yourself any extra loot. Let's go to the Nate Darling, go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then buy your shit. Have it sent to your house. Have it sent to your workplace. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you buy. Just click the Shop Amazon tab and have at it.
What happens when they click that tab, Nate?
It brings them right to Amazon.com. We get a small portion of whatever they spend, and Amazon takes it out of their end. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to do this and it's going to cost me more. No. So we get a little percentage.
You wouldn't even know the difference. You're just at Amazon.
Absolutely not. And,
there it is.
And once you click that Shop Amazon tab, you can go ahead and bookmark that so you can just keep going back to that. Halloween is at the end of the month. This is October 2nd. Halloween is in 4 weeks. Tons of Halloween costumes.
I just bought my girlfriend a wig.
Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
Halloween candy.
Hey.
You get your Halloween candy. Christmas is coming up. Hanukkah, whatever you want to celebrate. Maybe you got friends that have birthdays in December. You want to buy them something. Amazon will ship stuff gift wrapped. You have the gift wrap option oftentimes on Amazon. So it's great. And sometimes you won't find it, but you can always compare. You can, you know, a lot of places have the price comparison. Like when I bought my mattress and when Sushi Brian bought his mattress. Went to Amazon, priced it out, went back to the store and said, hey, this is what Amazon will sell this mattress to me for. Didn't buy it on Amazon, but was able to get them to price match down to that.
So it's worth looking
into.
And
if they hadn't, then you could go to Amazon and have it delivered right to your fucking house. Mattress delivered right to your house.
That's funny, because my girlfriend just bought a mattress on Amazon and delivered to her house like 3 days ago.
I really hope she clicked through.
Oh my God, I don't know if she did, but I'll make sure she's got that tab bookmarked.
Well, there we go. Yeah. That's how we expand the show and pay for everything, and you know, the new mixer, and we can do stuff like this. And oh yeah, I've done that up. I want to play it. Yeah, go.
Hey, right.
Yeah, that's what we...
fun just, things.
Yeah, just imagine yourself whenever you click that Shop Amazon tab. We're going to be doing this.
We're proud of you.
We're very happy. We're very happy that you've gone ahead and done that. It's very important to us because if you don't, if you forget to, and then you go and buy stuff, we get no money.
Foul.
Yeah, that's right. And all the shows here are free. Free shows for you twice a week.
So don't let the man win.
That's right.
No.
Let us win.
Let us win.
The Shop Amazon.
And
tab.
You win.
Yeah.
All at exactly. The same time.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong, noted stoner, was cornered by TMZ. And for whatever reason, they decided to ask Tommy Chong about politics and Donald Trump. And Tommy Chong, like any good stoner, has a theory.
Which presidential candidate do you think is a closet weed smoker?
Closet weed smoker? Well, just by the look of him, probably Christie.
Christie, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's got the munchies and could never.
Tommy Chong with a hack joke. Shocker. By the way, this is an exclusive interview. You won't find this anywhere but TMZ.
You know, he probably wouldn't say half the crazy stuff he says.
Trump, he's interesting. He's there's a method behind his madness. I really think he was hired by Hillary. I think he's a Hillary operative. Because if That's anybody's clever. Done more for Hillary, it's Trump. You know, because he's decimated the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I mean, they're done. Who are you going to vote for? Bernie Sanders is getting more votes than Rick Santorum, you know,
yeah.
From the Republicans. And this is a socialist. So I think there's a madness. There's a method to his madness.
Do you have a favorite? Is Hillary your go-to candidate?
You know, Bernie Sanders is really my favorite.
Yeah.
By the way, if he's your guy, how about you learn his name? It's Sanders, not Saunders.
Oh,
you
no.
You fucking old-ass stoner.
Called out, Chong.
That's right, Chong.
You've been called out.
You convict. So last show we talked about Azalea Banks and her problem on a Delta flight. There was another problem on a Delta flight. An escaped tarantula.
Oh, dear.
Yes. A large
furry arachnid.
Mm-hmm. A real-life nightmare unfolded last Wednesday in Baltimore when a baboon tarantula crawled free of its carrier container while on board an Atlanta-bound Delta flight, which forced the plane to be grounded overnight.
Well, it's tarantula itself is terrifying, but you add baboon to it,
yeah.
And I think crazed, fanged monkey with a bear ass.
It takes it
to a new level.
Well, it's got some fur that's baboon-colored.
Okay, so that red, blue, white, black going on.
The Baltimore Sun reports that Delta baggage handlers were just doing their jobs before the flight when one noticed a furry critter walking outside of its container. Very calmly, the handler contacted the flight's captain, who announced the problem to passengers and then ordered the flight grounded overnight so the plane could be searched for other spiders.
Well, did they contact the owner and find out if there were more?
Delta spokesman Brian Cruz told the Sun that baggage handlers were able to capture the arachnid and eventually speak to its owner, who confirmed that no other spiders were on board. Cruz noted the spider was confined to a cargo hold and was never entered in the cabin. Nonetheless, the plane stayed at BWI, where it was searched and determined to be all clear, because safety and security, top priority. After a three-hour delay, the cursed flight's passengers were able to board another flight to Atlanta. No word on what happened to the tarantula or why it was on the plane in the first place.
They smushed it.
It's craziness. So this I found interesting, and I stumbled upon this when we were doing the last show. Headline, a controversial comedian puts Plattsburgh Theater in spotlight. This could be in small-town news, but no. No, no, no.
You got a big time.
We're going to move it up.
Oh,
after about a decade of hard work, renovations at the historic Strand Theater in Plattsburgh are almost done. The theater celebrated its progress over the weekend with a grand reopening. But behind the scenes, there's an intense debate. It has to do with a comedian named Bucky Lewis. See, he's performing next month at the Strand as part of a fundraiser for the local chapter of the Lions Club. Some say the comedian's material is racist and they're trying to stop the show. The show is exacerbating hard feelings in the arts community. Lewis described himself as a blue-collar guy from over in New England looking forward to coming to Plattsburgh, New York. He said, I love it up there. In his videos on YouTube, most of his act seems harmless. He plays guitar and sings. He pretends to be a goofy pizza chef. And he throws in the occasional sexual innuendo. But sometimes he pushes the envelope. In one part of the video of Lewis on stage, he's dressed up as a caricature of an Asian person. Oh, no, no, not an Asian person.
What was that movie?
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch.
Is this Bucky?
I don't even know why you are there.
No, it is not. he's wearing fake eyes. I don't know what fake eyes are. Buck teeth and pretending to drive a car. Big corner coming up. Uh-oh, he says in the video. Now when I do the Asian thing, it's in context. It's part of character catalog. I have stuff. I've done this routine in front of Asians. I make fun of myself before I make fun of anybody, he said. Some people, though, think it goes too far. See, this is why Diana should not have left early.
No, this was her gig right now.
Yeah, let your girlfriend sit and wait. You should have two keys.
Come on.
This is not someone that should be given the stage of our community theater to spread his message. That's according to Larry Dolan.
Spread his message.
Larry Dolan, who's a musician. He had never heard of Bucky Lewis until a friend showed him photos of the Asian routine, which I thought was pretty overtly racist, in my opinion. So he did a quick Google search and came upon his Obama half-breed video. Uh-oh. Video for that song is a slideshow of then-Senator Barack Obama. In one shot, Obama is depicted as having buck teeth and an afro.
Oh, dear. Was this an actual photo of him in his youth, perhaps?
No.
Okay. He's dressing up.
The song goes, half-breed wants to be president. Half-breed wonder where Ronald Reagan went. Dolan posted a link to the song on social media saying, I just put something on my Facebook wall and apparently the whole city read it. It just blew up. A lot of people commenting on the post called Bucky Lewis racist, and some said he shouldn't be allowed to perform in Plattsburgh. Lewis was really caught off guard. He didn't even know the half-breed song was still on the internet. Everything's still on the internet,
Bucky. It never goes away.
You fucking simpleton.
Never goes away.
You fucking simpleton. He said, first of all, I've never ever played that song on stage, so the people that are talking about this don't know what they're talking about because they've never seen my stage act, okay?
Okay.
His show is set to be a fundraiser for the Plattsburgh Lions Club, which is a respected community service organization. He first entertained there a couple of years ago. People there loved him, and that's one of the reasons why we're having him back this year, because it was a really good draw. That's according to Lions Club member Walt Williams, who's coordinating this year's fundraiser. He's silly. He's a few other things, but he's not a racist. There's not a racist bone in that gentleman's body. But Larry Dolan and other local artists disagree. They've aimed some of their criticism at The Strand. About a dozen people have spoken out against The Strand on Facebook. They are threatening to stage a protest on the night of the show. Dolan, for his part, says he doesn't think it'll go that far. I mean, I don't really support a protest. What I support is I would just like to see The Strand probably talk to you. And it was a mistake. That's fine. People make mistakes, but it's not a mistake. And the show's set for October 10th. So
we're sticking to it.
The interim executive director of the Strand Center for the Arts says it's comedy, and some comedy is offensive to some people, and those people may not choose to come to the performance.
Precisely.
He said he didn't know some people found Lewis offensive until after he was already booked, but not changing their minds. Did he do something a little off color? Yes, maybe he did. But when you start to censor art, where do you stop? Maybe at the things that Jerry Lewis was doing in the 60s. That would be Breakfast at Tiffany's. That would be Mickey Rooney, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was Mickey Rooney doing that.
That was Mickey Rooney, yes. But meanwhile, Bucky Lewis seems to be enjoying the attention from the little scandal on Facebook. He wrote, I learned from an NPR public radio reporter yesterday there's a campaign being run to prevent my show from appearing at the Strand Theater in Plattsburgh, New York. Cool!
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I just thought it was kind of an interesting.
There's interest there, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've all got our things, but I'll have to look up Bucky Lewis. See if I can find. Actually, why not right now, Sam?
I was going to ask. Why not right now? Why not right now, Nate?
Let me just go ahead and do this. Because, well,
there's no better time than now.
Sure.
We're talking about Bucky.
We're talking about Bucky Lewis, god damn it. He does characters. Let's see. Oh, here we go. It's called Bucky Lewis Show, Taxi Driver Character and a Little Chinese F.
Oh, sweet.
But this is 7 years old.
Chinese F?
Yeah. BuckyLewis.com. Public appearance, R-rated show.
So it's got a little disclaimer there.
Well, yeah.
There's no surprises.
It's not a good look. Here we go.
So you get something in the right focus, so you put them on so you can read the paper in the morning. And then you are continuously amazed how in the Manchester Union Leader how in the local paper that people manage to die in alphabetical order every day.
Now, he's got the fake Coke bottle glasses on right now, a plaid hunter's cap, and a plaid hunting jacket.
I'm offended. This motherfucker better get off the stage.
So then because you're living up north where they're living slower, you find that you're driving 20 miles an hour slower than you used to. And you know what? The hell with my blinker, I always turn here. So one of those days you ain't using your blinker, you get smacked in the ass, some ass that lives where you used to live, so much in a hurry but doesn't know why. So the next morning you wake up and there's something stiff on your body, but it's your neck. You're not going to go to the hospital, you heard some stories. So while you're at Brooks with your glasses, you're going to try some homeopathic medicine, and you get one of these things right here, get it out of the box, you put it around for your stiff neck right there.
Homegirl thought homeopathic was hilarious.
He's got a neck brace on now. I see where this is going. He's building to something. So he doesn't start out as a...
As long as you don't twitch around too much, okay.
He's not starting out as a Chinese character. It's building to something.
So then you read in the paper with your new glasses that there's a ham and bean supper at the First United Methodist Church on Saturday night. You're going to go meet your neighbors. So you go meet your neighbors. One of your neighbors says,
Neighbor.
Deer hunting on Sunday in Massachusetts. There is up here. You want to go tomorrow? You said, sure, why not? New life. I'm going to try new things.
I can see what I booked him.
So next day you find yourself walking in the woods, nervous in the service because you're walking in the woods with a gun in your hand alone. Never done that before. And you're walking.
I understand about half of what he says, but he's captivating.
Nervous. There's a thunder and lightning storm. You don't know what to do. You sit under the largest, tallest tree you can find. You get zapped by the lightning. So the next morning you wake up, not only do you get yourself a stiff neck and you're blind as a bat, but because you get hit by the lightning the day before, you got yourself a...
So now he's twitching around.
You got yourself a... A twitch that just comes on at any given time.
He just flapped his hands like a little dolphin, like a little
so
seal.
You gotta grab hold of something because you never know when it's gonna rear its ugly head.
Now he's flipping his tongue out.
So there you are at home, more retarded than retired.
There it is.
He said retarded.
He did. Now he's simulating masturbation, sort of. Now he's drooling.
Can somebody order a taxi? Who ordered the goddamn, don't fuck with me. Don't screw with me, I'm on medication.
What's next, Bucky?
He's flicking his tongue in and out. All right, so now's an edit. Oh, here we go.
Here's one thing that you'll never see in New Hampshire. License and registration, please.
Wow. He's got some glasses that are mocked up to look like he's got narrow Asian eyes and fake eyebrows, and he's wearing a state trooper hat. So what you'll never see is someone who's Asian come up ask for your license and registration, would be the joke.
Wow.
You step out of car.
So that was it. I'm going to say Bucky's a man behind his time.
He's definitely not ahead.
You know, some guys are ahead of their time.
Right.
Bucky's a guy behind his time.
Yeah.
Although he looks to be in his, I would say, mid-50s.
Right.
So maybe he's a man of his time.
Well, now we know. Knowing is half the battle.
You know what? It really is. It really is.
Well, he's not the only freak in the world.
No, plenty of
What's
them out
there.
What's
that sound, Nate?
Oh, it's time for a little segment that we have here on the show occasionally.
Would this happen to be the black guy news?
Well, let's see.
The Nate Darling Show keeps it 100 with Black Guy News.
Nice.
Hey, we got some good news. Jeb Bush, Republican presidential candidate, he told crowds at East Cooper Republicans Women's Club at their annual shrimp dinner in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
That whole thing just sounds like it can't be true.
Mm-hmm. That he is going to earn the support of black voters with, and I quote, hope and aspiration, and not with, and I quote again, free stuff like universal health care or government welfare programs. He said, our message is one of hope and aspiration. It isn't one of division and get in line and we'll take care of you with free stuff. Our message is one of uplifting that says you can achieve, earn success. So, there you go. Black people, Jeb Bush isn't giving you free stuff. Also in Black Guy News, South Dakota's current claim to internet fame is the story of a man who accidentally shot himself in the penis.
Oh, yes.
There's been a lot of that lately.
Is this the same story that we did last week?
No, that was a guy in New York who was taking a leak. No. Here's the thing. This guy then blamed the self-inflicted wound on, and I quote, a black guy. According to the Argus leader, Donald Anthony Watson, a convicted felon, no less, was admitted to a local emergency room at 1:30 in the morning for a gunshot wound to his crotch. When questioned by the police, the man said he was shot by a black guy who tried to rob him. He told authorities that the late-night attempted robbery happened while he was taking the trash out. Police then went over to his apartment to check things out. They didn't find any evidence of a struggle, though a nearby witness mentioned hearing a man screams of pain. When they re-interviewed Watson after surgery, he fessed up to the lie and said he'd been looking to purchase a weapon from a buyer. After inspecting the gun, he put it in his pants pocket, where it promptly discharged into his crotch. So, his own piece saved by successful surgery. However, his new piece is nowhere to be found, and since he refused to identify the buyer, police have charged him with a false report of a crime to law enforcement, false reporting of information of law enforcement, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and possession of a firearm by a drug offender.
Wow.
And he's got a hole in his dick.
He deserved it.
Well, yeah, you don't be blaming a black guy. So, that's Black Guy News. It's true. The struggle is real, Sam. The struggle is real.
That's what I hear. That's what they say.
Yeah, it is. And
the strug. Some of us call it the strug.
Yeah, well, I realize some of that could have been this. From goofballs to
gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. Headline, thief took amp from shelf and then pawned it at the same shop. A man who police say took an amplifier from a shelf at a pawn shop, ripped off the sales tags, and then pawned the item back to the same store, was arrested the next day in connection with the theft of a leaf blower from the same store. His name is Jose Daniel Claudio Jr. He's 38. He told the detective that he had a drug problem and was pawning the goods to pay for his heroin addiction.
Okay.
So at least he had a good reason.
He had a good reason,
I guess. He was charged in dealing with stolen property, fraud, retail theft, and petty theft. Manager at Value Pawn. You know you've really reached the top when you're going to Value Pawn. Wow. The discount pawn store.
Value Pawn.
Value Pawn.
Because you can't get any lower.
Store surveillance showed him taking and pawning the amplifier, according to the PD. He received $60 for the transaction. The next day, he returned to the store and removed a backpack leaf blower worth $250, got into a vehicle and drove away. Store officials alerted police. He was stopped, and he was then arrested and taken to jail. Shockingly, several convictions for other crimes, including attempted burglary of a dwelling and possession of burglary tools. But oh no, it's not just the men. A Bradenton woman was charged with hitting her boyfriend, Sam.
Oh, not again.
With a pooper scooper.
Oh!
Charged with domestic battery after
was it soiled?
She hit her boyfriend with a pooper scooper. That's according to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Megan Smith, who's 27, and her boyfriend were arguing about the living arrangements in their shared apartment when Smith picked up a pooper scooper and hit her boyfriend in the face multiple times.
Oh, I'm just seeing. I'm guessing it's the kitty scooper for the cat box?
Oh, no, no, no. A pooper scooper.
The
would
big
be,
one
for the
yard.
Dog. For the dog, yeah.
Oh, wow. Those things are hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And have like a perpendicular angle. So if she's swinging, that could, you'd get a hard edge on the face.
You could. See.
It's not bottom of the, it's.
The hint knocked his glasses on the ground and left him with multiple scratches to his left eyebrow and forehead. The victim ran out of the door and later told deputies it had been an ongoing problem. she told the deputies that she struck the victim with the pooper scooper because, and I quote again, he wouldn't stop arguing with her. She said she couldn't take it anymore and she was going to move out. That's when she was arrested and charged with domestic battery and bonded at the Manatee County Jail. So. I hit him because I couldn't take it anymore.
He just kept arguing. So, of course, that gave me every right.
Well, sure, sure. That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not supposed to make fun of different cultures because people in different cultures are, you know, they've got their own customs and whatever
right.
else.
Yeah.
However, I'm just going to say this out loud for a moment, and I'm going to back it up with this following story because there's a lot of them like this. Japanese people are weird. I'm sorry, Sushi Brian. Your people are weird.
Yeah.
You might not be, but as a people, especially the ones still trapped on the island, weird.
And I'm going to be the guy to say, as a weird white guy, that I deeply love the weirdness of the Japanese people.
Weird. They are weird.
In the best possible way.
Okay. How weird? Well, a Japanese mobile phone company called SoftBank sells a humanoid robot named Pepper.
No.
And
no.
And they have reminded the customers not to have sex with the robots.
Oh, no.
Quoting from the manual, the policy owner must not perform any sexual act or other indecent behavior. That's according to the user agreement. The Japanese company SoftBank began selling Pepper, produced in collaboration with a French robotics company, to the public back in June. Before that, they had been greeting customers in SoftBank stores. Pepper costs around $1,600. The first shipment of 1,000 sold out in online in under a minute. See, engaging and friendly Pepper is much more than a robot. He's a companion able to communicate with you through the most intuitive interface that we know, voice, touch, and emotions. The goal is to create robots for the well-being of humans, kind robots living with humans as new artificial species. This sounds like the beginning of a bad movie
this
plot.
This is like iRobot, bro.
It is. Like I said, bad movie. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to simply have Pepper working at SoftBank stores. The ultimate goal is for Pepper to live with humans. The stores are just the beginning. Though, some people want to fuck the robots. Well, this is true. While SoftBank wants Pepper to behave like a good little robot, not a less spicy sex bot, the fine print is somewhat ambiguous, with some people taking it to mean customers are not barred from physical relations with the droid, just from using it for improper purposes. SoftBank said that lewd acts could trigger punitive action, though exactly what kind of punishment offenders face and how anyone could ever find out was not really made clear. The user agreement also prohibits using Pepper to send spam email or inflict harm on human beings. Meanwhile, Dr. Kathleen Richardson, a robot ethicist, that's a thing? Jesus.
These are strange times we're living in, Nate.
No kidding.
The machines are taking over. You got to follow Sarah Connor.
I have to follow.
The human resistance.
Or Dr. Kathleen Richardson. She's from the University of Leicester in England. Launched the campaign against sex robots earlier the month. Oh, God. Saying sex robots seem to be a growing focus of the robotics industry and the models they draw on, how they will look, what roles they will play are very disturbing indeed.
Yeah.
That's what she told the BBC. We think the creation of such robots will contribute to detrimental relationships between men and women, adults and children, men and men, and women and women.
That covers all the bases now, doesn't it?
No, it leaves out transgenders completely. The CEO of sex robot manufacturer, yes, there is such a thing, True Companion Douglas Hines, his brother Duncan Hines, very disappointed.
You're joking. That's
that
a good one.
That he didn't go into the frosting business, believes there is a market for sex robots just waiting to be filled. No kidding. No fucking kidding. We're not supplanting the wife or trying to replace a girlfriend. This is a solution for people who are between relationships or someone who has lost a spouse. Incidentally, the name of the sex robot that True Companion claims to be developing is Roxy, with three X's. The physical act of sex will only be a small part of the time you spend with a sex robot. The majority of the time will be spent socializing and interacting. So,
oh God.
By the way, don't, please. So to recap, do not fuck Pepper. And someone
this needs to stop, Nate.
Stop fucking Pepper.
Stop it.
Stop fucking Pepper.
Oh God.
Ah. My brain hurts so much.
This hurts my soul.
Stop.
Deep inside.
Stop fucking Pepper. There we go.
Yeah. Can I get a mariachi yell? It might help me.
Oh, this one?
It'll cure my broken heart. Yep, that's the one.
Oh, very good. All right, well, let's wrap this thing up.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
It snuck in like a thief in the night. It's called Autumn. No, you shouldn't capitalize it unless it occurs at the beginning of a sentence. See, Jack Frost made an appearance a couple of days earlier than the official time of 4:21 a.m. on September 23rd. As we were enjoying some of the best late summer weather in recent memory, the area meteorologists were tossing about what for some is a dirty word, frost. Last Sunday, after the cold front came through, official forecasts were telling us to expect it in parts of Franklin County, as well in some locations in Vermont. I have friends who enjoy my social site description of our Saranac Riverbank weather each morning around 5 a.m. As I wrote this on Monday, September 21st, the thermometer bottomed out at 42.7 degrees Fahrenheit. This Chicken Little opted to keep his steaming hot cup of coffee in the kitchen. See, inside it was 69 degrees. Hey! 69.
Important fact.
It was 69 inside. Hey! Exactly. But I held fast and refused to crank up the thermostat. Let the sun take care of it for a few more days. Whether you marked it at your house or not, Wednesday morning saw the second equinox of the year. This one is defined as the time when it appears the sun goes across the celestial equator from the north to the south. In our neck of the woods, it signals some below freezing temperatures at night and below 70 degrees during the day. Technically, equinox means night and day. Did you know that, Sam?
I know that it means equal night and day. I didn't know. I get Nacht is German for night. I don't know if equa means day. I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, now you do. Now you know. All right, let's spice this up.
Finally.
Well.
My favorite part.
If you can forget last winter with its bitter cold and snow, what does coming winter portend? It pays your money and takes your choice.
Yeah.
You can look at the woolly caterpillars. You can consult your almanac and listen to the expert weather persons. Or you can lick your finger and stick it out in the wind.
Dirty boy. You a dirty boy.
I've checked all of them. Here's my totally unprofessional prediction. Above average temperatures in October. Same thing in November and December. About average or a little above usual in December. January and February. So that's probably wishful thinking. Some are saying we'll have another cold winter with a fairly typical snowfall. After last year's winters, that would be welcome. I would be pleased to have less snow to challenge my snowblower and less bitter cold to challenge my furnace. But I still have long underwear and heavy winter parkas, so I'll be ready to face whatever comes along.
You a gangster.
I think it was Longfellow who told us to wear the fur on the inside.
I don't know who's Longfellow he's talking to.
Longfellow Dixon.
Okay.
Yes,
good
idea. That's it. Gordy Little, weekly contributor to Denton Publications. He may be reached at gordy@suncommunitynews.com. Because it's fall.
He's so damn thug. Dropping some specific weather science.
You know, I really do appreciate the fact that they have... They've shortened up his columns.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I noticed that.
You know, and that's really probably the most important thing about this whole thing. So, anyway, that's going to do it for Small Town News. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you, Sam, for sticking around for the whole show, or else I'd be talking to myself. That would be really weird. Yeah. Kareem, I hope you make it out of the garage. I really do. Diana, I hope you let your girlfriend in more ways than one.
Uh-oh!
I'm still excited about the Bay City Rollers.
It's exciting.
Back. Yeah. This is one of my favorite songs. Kind of ironic, though, since they were huge and then went away, like, forever. Because this song is called Yesterday's Hero.
Oh.
And it's very cool. So welcome back, Bay City Rollers. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. There's a new Well Hung podcast. New Nate Darling shows next week. And kisses. Be good to each other. And enjoy Rocktober, everybody. Bye-bye. Yeah, we'll be right back.